With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
First, we have to save this planet so that we'll be able to stay first. Then we will think of our own place. Right now, we're okay. Still, yeah, we're okay. We're not dying. I'm still here, you're still here, we're not dying, so we're okay. I'm telling you a secret, because the way it is going, if they don't fix it, 4 or 5 years' time, finito. No more. You understand me? It's really that urgent. Nobody told you that. I'm telling you. Normally I don't tell you this stuff, yeah? But because the time is short, so I'm telling you. So be more diligent in practice, okay? 4 or 5 years' time is a very short. It's a blink of an eye only, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Seriously. Nobody tell you this. They don't even know it. Okay, so now the main point is we spread good news on SMTV. Second, we have to meditate a lot. Every second you can, every minute you can, and do whatever you can to save the planet, okay? Like go out with the alternative living, and tell people to eat vegetarian, tell people plant trees, spare some with the electricity, whatever, okay? Yeah, but that is not much. The government has to do something, you know, they have to stop it altogether. Anyway, I've done my best. We've done our best, okay? Yeah. We're not afraid of dying anyway, you know, it doesn't matter. It's maybe some people will survive, but the world is not the same. Yeah, it's gonna get not better at all. Okay? It won't get better, all right? It might be like this, a little bit worse, but it won't get better, okay? So, seriously, we have to meditate a lot, yeah? If it's not for the world, at least for yourself, okay? So we are short of time, okay? Because I don't know if the government is really doing anything. They are saying this and that, they are doing this and that, but too slow for me. Too slow, too slow. If it were up to me, I forbid everybody to eat meat. Yeah? Stop immediately. Stop all the pollution car. Yeah? That may be helpful. But never mind. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. As long as we live, we're happy. And when we die, we're happy too. After we die, even more happy. So, there's no bad news for us, yeah? Anyway, no bad news for us. Just sorry for everybody else. I'm sorry because the humans, they've been misled, you know, as I told you. They don't really know. If nobody taught them, how you know? How they know? Yeah? And one blind lead the other blind, and they all go down to the pitch, and they don't even know it. You know, I feel really sorry. That's the only thing that makes me keep working. Despite all the frustration, all the sadness, all the mistreatment that they measure on me, and all the pressure I have all these years, and all kind of unfairness, yeah? And we're still working, because the only thing keep me working, because I feel so sorry for everybody, that they have not been taught. They have really been misled. Gravely, big time. And then once they start in that direction, it's difficult to turn back, yeah? Besides, nobody tell them to even turn back. See what I mean? Because if the ice now melt, you know, if the pole or melt out.
Ice.
Yeah, and then if the sea is warm, then the gas will be released from the ocean and we all be poisoned by the gas from the ocean. Okay? No need to talk about flooding or warm climate, nothing yet. Capish? Yeah. The ocean bed have a lot of gas, poisonous gas. And if it's warm, the surface, it will be released. The way it stay down there because it's cold down there right now. Yeah? But if the ocean water is too warm, it's possible that the gas will be released. And it's a lot of gas. Enough to kill everyone. Oh, we die simple and quick, don't worry. No suffering. Gas, to die with gas is no suffering. Better than die anything else. Suffering by flood or something else. Yeah? Or die slowly by roasting the climber. No? We've been warning long enough. If you see the Singapore lecture today, I already warned that we have to change the way we live. Otherwise, too late. It's 10 or 15 years ago. Before that, I always talk about how we deforest our planet, yeah? Meat eating and all that is contribute to a lot of for damage to our Earth planet, you know? They listen and they go home, do the same. What else I'm going to do? But okay, we just continue as much as we can, okay? And if we can save the planet, we save the planet. If we cannot save the planet, then we cannot. There are only two choices, right? Very simple. Yeah, if we die together, you know? You always worry that I die before you and then I die before you. So if you have a chance to die together, just be happy, no? What's the question? Huh? Say one thing and then act another. Scientists say many things. They're listening now, but I just hope they do it fast. They just take action. All the governments in the world really take it now seriously. Mm-hmm. Just I'm worried the action might be too slow, that's all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. They know everything now. The UN already declared it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And the United States already tried to cut down, and China cut out everything, but I'm just worried it might be too slow. I don't worry, I'm just telling you. It might not happen. Why you believe me? Negative information. No, I'm just telling you so that you meditate more, okay? Mm-hmm. In case it happens, okay? But if you meditate more, maybe things change. Mm-hmm. And it might not happen. Then it's also good. At least you have extra meditation power. No harm, right? Okay? You are the first ones that I tell. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking maybe I should not tell you, but I think maybe your family, you should know. Okay? Just in case it's like that and you don't tell me, Master, you did not want us.
The year 2012 is mentioned by other people as well as the time when it goes either.
Okay, then why you say you never heard about it?
No. The one about the gas in the oceans.
Oh, the gas? Well, you can ask some scientists, they will tell you. Yeah? Yes. Well, there are documents somewhere.
Lots.
Huh? A lot?
A lot of evidence.
They told about gas also?
Yeah.
Who told you?
In all papers.
I've seen some program on TV actually. They showed what happened during the dinosaur time.
Mm-hmm.
That this is how they actually died. There was a lot of gas released from the ocean because it was too warm.
Yeah.
And so this could happen again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because the climate is warming quicker than the they predict, that's the problem. You see, because when one thing warm, it make another thing warm. Mm-hmm. And then, because like this, if the ocean is warm, then it melt the ice. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Because when the ice is there, it reflect the heat. Mm-hmm. And so the ocean is less warm. But now the ocean is warm enough to melt the ice. And so there's nothing to reflect the heat. And therefore the ocean is warmer. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
So that's why they could not calculate it well. Mm-hmm. And so it keep warming faster than they think. Do you understand me?
Yes, of course.
So in that case, if the governments or everyone don't do anything, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's logical. No need to be scientist mm-hmm. to know it. No need to believe me. Hmm? Because the eyes are reflecting the sun, you see? So I send it back into the space.
Mm-hmm.
But the eyes are melting so fast now that there is not enough reflection, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And because the sea is already warm. And because the sea warm, it melts the ice. And because the ice melt, the sea warmer. You mm-hmm. see what I mean, the cycle? Mm-hmm. So it's like that, yeah? There's no need to analyze any further than that, because mm-hmm. that's enough.
And that can really be stopped, Steve?
Well, it won't be any better, but at least it won't get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If it gets worse, then it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like this right now, we still can bear it. But a lot of disaster. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But at least some place is still livable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We still can help each other after disaster. But if it's too warm, then nobody help nobody no more. Okay? We'll be happy, we'll be lucky if we survive. Not to talk about help anybody else. Yeah.
Even those excess fruits could be even decomposed and make fertilizer again. Why throw into the sea? For example, become a kind of organic plant, organic plantation with the natural fertilizer. Why should they throw it away anyhow? It's all disorganized. Our world is rich in everything. We could feed the whole entire planet and export to the next 33 more planets. Those who doesn't have earth to cultivate are those planets which their earth minerals are destroyed or their atmosphere has been poisoned by Star Wars, thing like that. We could export to them, give them even fresh fruits and vegetables, and then import their UFOs instead. Yeah, we exchange. Import their excellent equipments, machines, and export to them our tofu, red beans, yeah, rice, yes, wheat, etc. And even cats and dogs and birds for them to look. They don't have that many in some of the planets. The atmosphere was so destroyed that they hardly can keep people. And they keep down the population because they have to recycle their own atmosphere and oxygen and all kind of things. So they cannot afford to keep pets. So we can even export our atmosphere, give them each one packet of oxygen from the earth with love. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. If the world leaders only realize how harmful it is to be self-interested, how short-lived that kind of attitude towards themselves and how harmful it is in the long run to their own even later generation, to their children. And if they do realize that there are other planets, other civilizations in the whole universe which we should interrelate and try to communicate, try to learn and try to benefit from each other, then they would stop arguing and warring with each other. They would try hard at least to seek the way and put all the financial resource and energy into finding a way to make peace instead of make war. If I even approach the world leader, then I think I want something from them. Because everybody wants something from each other. So they might think this way. It's very seldom somebody do something and don't want anything in return. Well, I do want something in return. I do want them to take care of the people, to truly devote their life for the benefit of their nation and also for the whole planet, to make good for what we have done wrong, to beautify our planet and to try to make contact with other worlds beyond our world in order to improve our techniques and our machines, our way of understanding, our way of life, the suffering of our worlds and also the other worlds, if possible. If the world had gone so bad up to the point at one time, then people will be awakened and will be together. We'll stick together. That's why sometimes we are not awakened and God has to use disaster as a consequence, also as a remedy to shake us out of our slumber. But this is too tragic and the effect will last a long time. It's better that we awaken ourselves before the disaster comes. But we always shaken a little bit for a while, some of the people, and then fall back into the bad habit again. Not to learn from the past, not to learn from the previous beneficial experiences in order to improve. I hope for the world leaders to realize that they must change our way of life. They must think larger than life. They must think beyond the border of their nations. They must think beyond the atmosphere of our planet. Otherwise, it is a waste of our greatness to think, to work, and to live just like animals or ants to feed our stomach.
Truly grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's deep faith and care for humanity and the future of our planet. May our united and conscious efforts bring about immediate change to preserve our Earth for generations to come. Thank you, loving viewers, for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for another wisdom-filled lecture by Supreme Master Qinghai. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, coming up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May God's blessings bring love and joy into your lives.
watching Supreme Master Television.